Hello everyone. So right now we have Alexey Dubovsky with us, and he's going to talk on Cooklang, hacking the recipe format. Round of applause, please.
Oh, hi there. I'm Alexey, and it happened that a few years back I created a simple recipe markup language and also a CLI, which helped me with grocery shopping. And the way we write recipes hasn't changed fundamentally for centuries, I would say. But diving deeper into the subject, I realized that it's actually not something we need. We don't need recipes. We need just yummy food, and that's it. And recipe is just a tool which we used, and it should help us. But today I want to share with you my thoughts, what in current recipe system can I consider broken, and what we can do to fix it. So let's begin. First of all, let's start with the obvious. So if you ever cooked, you probably noticed that when you find the link and you try to find the recipe on the page, it's just very annoying. So you have to go through like pop-ups, videos, and ads coming from every site. And it's, yeah, I understand that recipe publishers need to make money, but is it the good way to do it? And probably they only expect that we just get dizzy and misclick on the ad, I don't know. So anyway, it's it's really a horrible experience. Next thing is that the same recipe publishers, so they want to make their recipe unique, and so they take a tried and true recipe and add so-called innovation into it. And this, and but I want to get original recipe, because after innovation it's kind of broken and I can ruin my evening trying to cook it. So how can I find this original recipe which reliable and tried and true? And that leads to my another observation, which is the best recipes aren't published or posted, they are shared. So for example, you had a great meal at your friend's house and you ask for a recipe, and that brings to the next issue, which is how we share those recipes. So right now there is no like Google for recipes. When you're something that comes to your mind, you need to share the servers, the recipe. So it can come into WhatsApp, into bookmarks to websites and Pinterest or whatever platform you use. And so we store them anywhere and it quickly becomes no way useful, right? So another issue is that I don't truly own those recipes and I can't really personalize them. For example, if I don't eat garlic, I want to remove it from all recipes I use. How can I do this with a recipe which is bookmarked on the website? Even if I go extra mile and download one of those 1,000 apps and like Paprika, and adding recipe there is very hard through mobile UI and can't really easy copy-paste things. And another issue is that because it's internal format, it can be stored in the cloud or it can be stored in some proprietary format. What happens if the app shuts down? I guess right now we have some laws which, at least in the EU, we can download or export data, but it's still, I need to re-export it or re-import it somewhere else, and it's really hard. And during my lifetime, when I want to collect all the recipes, it can definitely happen, and so most likely will happen. And the last thing I wanted to mention is that, as I said earlier, we don't need recipes, we want food. There's quite a few steps between, right? So we need to create a meal plan, a shopping list, and then cook. And if you ever try to create a shopping list for a couple of recipes, it's really a nightmare. So it's very exhausting exercise, and your brain will be just empty of it. And if you want to create a meal plan which is balanced and healthy, it's even harder. And I tried it once, and it's just, I never go back to it. It's a nightmare. So just to recap, a few things which stay between us and food is problem with finding good recipes, storing and sharing them, and personalizing them, and problem with planning because it's very exhausting. So I was thinking, what can we do to solve this? And we can use something which is has been a while with us for decades, I would say. It's a good old plain text files. So we can store them. We know how to deal with files. We can move them around, move into folders. We know how to share files lots of different ways. And we know how to edit them, right, to personalize. So another good thing we can do is that make it in a way that computers also can understand those files, and then they can solve the problem with the brain fuel, so they can plan meals for us and create shopping lists. And ideally, design it in a way that follows Unix philosophy, lots of small libraries, each one specialized in one specific thing, and that thing they do very well, and others can reuse it and build some good applications. So, yeah, here's my attempt to solve it. And please welcome Cooklang. And basically, to write a Cooklang file, you tag ingredients with at symbol, like you tag in social network if you want to mention a person. And then if you need to add quantity, do it in curly braces, and that's it. So there's, of course, extra syntax for like cookware or sections in recipe and other stuff, but that's enough to start, and it actually will produce something like this. Here's an Android app we recently released. So it takes the same recipe, and it has a cooking mode. You can swipe between steps. You can also create shopping lists, and it will group them by aisle because you can provide a configuration file, so you can save time and money just going to specific sections of the shop. So you may ask, why do we need another format? And I would say the value not in the format itself, but rather in the ecosystem around it. And yeah, I decided to create a new format because it kind of solves the problem of being human readable and machine usable. And all the other formats is more like leaning towards one of those two, like it's XML or JSON or YAML. Or other side, it can be just plain markdown. It's very hard to extract ingredients from it. And since I released the project in 2021, people kind of created their own parsers and syntax highlighters for editors I never heard about, and Obsidian plugin, and many more things. And it's actually, I think it's great and inspirational for me, because cooking itself is simple and open and universal, and Cooklang should be the same. So I'll just quickly demo the CLI, which originally shipped. And basically, it has just a few commands. One command is recipe read. It will just take a recipe file and produce conventional recipe with ingredients first, and then cookware and steps. For each step, you can have a list of ingredients as well. But I created it mostly to support some automation scripts, so you can pass the format, and it can be JSON, YAML. Also, it supports Markdown, so if you use a static website, you can include into pipeline the step to create Markdown files from it, and you will have your recipes published. Another thing is shopping list. It works the same way as in the app. You product with the IL configuration, and it has a small web server, so you can start it and it will run locally, so you can explore in more easier way all your recipes and create shopping list. So another thing I want to share is this service I built during Christmas break, which is basically you can prepend prepend any address in the browser where you have recipe with cook.md/, and it will convert it to cooklang format. Or also it can, if it doesn't work because it's a new thing, and sometimes it doesn't work, so you can just manually put ingredients and instructions. Another thing I want to mention is a use case which kind of inspires me as well. It's so a user, a Discord user, shared this story how they use cooklang to manage their diabetic diet. And basically they built lots of tools in Python to track nutritions and to create like flags and ingredient substitutions. And they also have it all online, so other people can also check it out. Yeah, if you get interested, please, good starting point would be our website, cooklang.org. There's lots of documentation and links to other projects. Also, GitHub, there are quite a few libraries which we maintain. There's a Discord server if you have any questions. There is a playground parser so you can build your stuff. And yeah, if you like to contribute, you can shoot me an email. And we have very different different areas. So we use Rust for libraries because it's very good language for this and cross-platform and fast. And yeah, well, happy cooking, thank you.